If you haven't contributed to your 2010 traditional IRA, there's still time. Phew! Ed Zerndorfer is a registered employee benefit consultant and joins us now to tell us how and what you need to do to make it happen. Ed, good morning to you. So it's not too late, huh?
Good morning, Amy. Good morning, Tom. No, it is not too late. We have a few more months to make our contributions to our IRAs for tax year 2010. The deadline is actually this year, April 18th, 2011, because that's the tax filing deadline this year.
Yeah, we get a couple of extra days because of a holiday?
April 15th, which happens to be a Friday this year, is Emancipation Day in the District of Columbia, and the IRS recognizes that day, even though it's a holiday in the District of Columbia, as a federal holiday, and they have extended the filing deadline to the next business day, which is Monday, April 18th. So that's the deadline for contributing to your IRA for tax year 2010, and even if you file for an extension for your 2010 income taxes, you still have to make your contribution no later than midnight, April 18th.
Oh, even if we do have an extension, that was my next question.
That is correct. If you file for a 6-month extension to file your 2010 income taxes to, I guess, October 15th, that does not allow you to extend your contribution deadline. You cannot extend the deadline for contributing to your IRA for 2010. You'd have to make it actually for 2011 if you go beyond April 18th this year. What I like to talk about is what is an individual retirement account, IRA. There are actually two types, traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs. I'll talk about Roth IRAs the next time I'm on, probably in 2 weeks. And today I like to talk about traditional IRAs. In reality, the IRA is a little bit of confusing because IRA actually stands for Individual Retirement Arrangement, of which there are two types of IRAs, if you will. Individual retirement accounts, we still have the A here, and these are trusts or custodial accounts with a corporate trustee or custodian. And there's actually individual retirement annuities, again, another A there, and these are special annuities issued by an insurance company. We're going to talk about individual retirement accounts because that's what most people are familiar with. In order to contribute to an individual retirement account, there's one requirement. You must have earned income. What is earned income? You're working. You have salary or wages. You could be self-employed. You're a self-employed person, and you have a net profit from your business. That allows you to contribute to an IRA, to an individual retirement account. For tax year 2010, that means that every federal employee, because obviously they were working during 2010 and had wages, and they're getting a W-2, if you will, they can contribute a maximum $5,000 to an individual retirement account. We're talking about traditional individual retirement account now. And if they happen to be age 50 or older as of December 31st, 2010, they can contribute an additional $1,000, which means a maximum of $6,000. Not only can the employee contribute, but if the employee happens to be married, even if their spouse did not work, did not have earned income, the mere fact that the other spouse has earned income allows the non-working spouse, if you will, to contribute to what is called a spousal IRA. Now, IRAs are individual. Everyone has their own account. These are not joint accounts, if you will. As I said, there are two types of individual retirement, traditional and Roth. We're talking about traditional individual retirement accounts. And traditional individual retirement accounts can be broken down to two types, deductible and non-deductible. Most people are familiar with the deductible ones because those are the original ones that started in 1974. And with a deductible traditional IRA, you put the money in, and you get a deduction on your income taxes. It's actually an adjustment to your income. And when they first came out in 1974, for the first 12 years they were around, people loved them because they got an instant tax break. But in 1986, Congress changed the rules, and Congress said the following. If an individual is covered by a pension plan, and all federal employees are covered by a pension plan, either CSRS or FERS, or they're contributing to the thrift savings plan, so they're therefore covered by a retirement plan. If their income is too high, their adjusted gross income is too high for tax year 2010, they are not going to be allowed to put money into a deductible traditional IRA. They have to put the money into what is called a non-deductible traditional IRA, in which there are no income limits.
And we're speaking with Ed Zirndorfer, our registered employee benefit consultant. So how does this sort out for people who are now, say, they work for a contractor and more companies are pulling back or have eliminated defined benefit pension plans and they simply have 401ks? What's the relationship between what you can put in an IRA and what you can put in your company's 401k?
Well, Tom, there's a little misunderstanding out there. Individuals think that if they put money into a 401k, or in case of federal employees, they put money in a thrift savings plan, they're not allowed to contribute to an IRA. That's not true. It's a matter of which type of IRA you're allowed, traditional IRA you're allowed to contribute to. If you're putting money into a 401k plan, and your income is too high, your adjusted gross income is too high, you only can put money into a non-deductible traditional IRA. If your income is below certain limits, then you're allowed to put money into a deductible traditional IRA. I posted on your website, or I submitted to your website, some information about what these income limits are for 2010. And the reason this is important, because by now most federal employees, private contractors, they will know what their income was for 2010. They're getting all their information together now. And by the time they file their taxes, they'll be able to determine if they're able to contribute to either a deductible or a non-deductible traditional IRA. If they cannot do a traditional deductible IRA, they will be able to do a non-deductible traditional IRA. With a non-deductible traditional IRA, you're using after-tax dollars to put the money in. You do not get a deduction for contributing to a non-deductible traditional IRA. And when individuals contribute to non-deductible traditional IRAs, they must make sure that when they file their federal income taxes, that they file IRS Form 8606, IRS Form 8606. And that's the proof that the money that you put into your IRA was not was done with after-tax dollars. The reason I say that is that when an individual pulls money out of an IRA somewhere down the line, they will have to pay tax on the money coming out of it. This is way down the line. Earnings that an individual receives in an IRA from year to year are not taxed. The only time they're taxed is when you pull the money out. With a deductible traditional IRA, everything coming out will be taxed. It includes contributions because you use pre-tax dollars to put the money in.